Blog Talk Radio.
Truth.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence by the military-industrial complex.
Are the Bible's prophecies today's reality?
This could be the sign that signals the return of Christ.
World leaders are working behind the curtain.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. Secret societies, secret oaths, secret proceedings.
Now, get ready for an hour of truth that will make you think. We'll examine Bible prophecy and see how close we are to the return of Jesus Christ for His church.
You're in the zone. Politics, Israel, the Middle East, the revised European superstate,
and more. All in the zone. This is the Prophecy Zone with your host, Phil Armstrong.
Iranian forces take over Iraq oil well. Iranian forces took control of a southern Iraqi oil well on a disputed section of the border on Friday, U.S. and Iraqi officials told AFP. There has been no violence related to this incident and we trust this will be resolved through peaceful diplomacy between the governments of Iraq and Iran. U.S. military spokesman told AFP a contingency operating base Adar, just outside the southern Iraqi city of Nisibiya. The oil field is in disputed territory in between Iranian and Iraqi border forts, he said, adding that such incidents occur quite frequently. An official of the state-owned South Oil Co. in the southeastern city of Amara, and west of the field, said, an Iranian force arrived at the field early this morning, Friday. It took control of well 4 and raised the Iranian flag even though the well lies in Iraqi territory, the official added.
Okay, the article we just read, we just heard Vicky read, was an article about Iran and Iraq's dispute on the border over an oil field. Now, here's my take on it. Whatever the globalists call a problem, it's a problem because it's a problem for their pockets or it's a problem for their agenda. The globalists want to have what is called false flag entities so they can blame it on them, so they can start a war, so they can make money. The globalists have many ways of making money, and we know one of them is war. We also know the other is creating poisons in laboratories and selling them. And then creating a problem with those same poisons and then creating a solution for the problem and making money off the solution. So they not only create a whole bunch of problems and let them multiply, they also make money on the solution. Now, getting back to Iran and Iraq, we know that Iran and Iraq have been in war for years, if not centuries. We know for a fact that Iran and Iraq have been having these border disputes for a while. Even the article said that. So here's my take on it. When in the first Iraqi war, Saddam Hussein came to our administration and said, I want to attack Kuwait. And then they said, much humbly obliged, go for it, knowing that they're going to go ahead and take Iraq out. See, the globalists work with it's a chessboard. And they need their enemies, and they need their incidents or situations where they can influence policy, and they need to be able to create out of thin air money. But they also need to continue to influence other entities to fight against each other, so later on they can bring other entities in to protect those entities and start a major war. And what we see here with these conflicts on the border is one day Obama's going to say, you know what, go ahead, Israel, hit Iran. But they're going to use one of these border disputes to do it. We'll see in the future.
You're listening to the Prophecies on Blog Talk Radio.
Soon.
We are in the last days.
The Bible lays out our future, and host Phil Armstrong examines what the scripture tells of his coming every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on the Prophecy Zone.
What is the New World Order?
The people who are talking about the New World Order, Bible prophecy, may be in danger.
What do you need to be rapture ready?
I believe that the Bible interprets the Bible, and we have to stick with the Bible.
How much time is left?
See more at theprophecyzone.com and youtube.com/prophecyzone. Hear more here on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on The Prophecy Zone.
Who is the Antichrist? I believe the Antichrist will not be known until the tribulation period starts.
This is The Prophecy Zone.
Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. You're listening to the Prophecy Zone on Blog Talk Radio.
Chairman states that the main purpose of this bill is to prevent Iranians from getting a nuclear weapon. That isn't even as a powerful statement as was made that enticed us into the Iraq war. There was the claim that they already had them, but now this is a pretense, and yet here we are taking these drastic steps. My main reason for opposing this bill is that I think it's detrimental to our national security. There's no other reason. It doesn't serve our interests. So I am absolutely opposed to it. You know, in the late 1930s and the early 1940s, the American people did not want to go into war. But there were some that were maneuvering us into war, and they used the argument that you needed an event. So in June of 1941, sanctions were put against Japan, incidentally and ironically, prohibit oil products from going into Japan. Within 6 months, there was the bombing of Pearl Harbor. And there are now talk. There's been talk in the media, and we've heard about it. We need to bomb Iran, and that's what the people hear. The sanctions are a use of force. This is just not modest. This is very serious. And the way this is written, it literally could end up with a blockade. It could be trying to punish our friends and cut off trade, and this cannot help us in any way.
This cannot help us in any way. Ron Paul. In Ezekiel 38 and 39, we see an invasion of Israel in the latter days. Soon, there will come a time when Russia will no longer continue to rattle their fences and rattle their sabers. They will get together with a confederation of nations, and they will attack Israel. And this would happen
Hey, this is a recording show that I did sometime in December, and I wanted to play it again. because it has great importance. And also, there's so much stuff happening around Israel and its neighbors that it's very vital that we get this word out that World War III could be starting within weeks, months, or if anything, less than 24 months. And that has great implications because we could be headed towards World War III, and also God himself intervening back in history. Now, 1948 has been a landmark, and we are greatly over that time period. Well, what generation was Jesus marking when he's talking about this generation should not pass in 1948? And that was in Matthew 24. So 1948, this generation may be marked with the exact number. Okay? But let's get on with the recording.
The reasons why will develop over time, and there's no reason to harp, line, speculate. There's no reason to hold yourself as the one who holds the holy grail of determining what is going to happen in the future. However, there are evidence in the Bible that there are reasons why Russia comes as a guard with the countries that they are with. That means as a guard to protect the countries they are with. Now, we can speculate lightly that Iran had something to do with Russia attacking Israel or going into Israel, trying to destroy it. And their main purpose was, it is and was to destroy it. Russia's main purpose also in Perestroika and Glasnost and in their literature is to smash the rest of the West, including the United States. Actually, the United States is their main objective. Now, see, what Russia did in the past is they appear to be weak so they can become strong. You fake like you're poor, and that's what Russia did. They faked like they were poor, so the West will want to fund or send money over. See, the United States use part of their diplomacy is sending overtures and sending what I call instruments to calm the East or calm the rest of the world into submission to them. And money does talk. And the Palestinians and other countries like Libya that we send money to, we're basically saying, you know what? We want you to abide by our policies temporarily until the money runs out. Then when you rattle your sabers, we're going to give you a little bit more. But anyway, the time is coming when Russia will invade Israel. Now, what would be the excuse? And could I use the Bible to prove it? In Isaiah 17, it talks about Damascus, which is the oldest city on the planet, being destroyed and turning into a rebellious heap, turning to what is called dust and rocks. And I am not a person who believes that the judgment of God is a reward for the righteous because somebody mistreated us pretty badly. That's for God to determine. I'm not a person who believes that two-thirds of mankind will be smashed and killed before Jesus Christ comes. I don't really, you know it's going to come, but don't glory in it. In a matter of fact, Christians are in heaven, the church is in heaven praying for the ones on earth. And even the ones on earth, prayers are being lifted up in front of the altar, coming to the altar as smoke. And God will answer the prayers. They say, how long will our brothers and sisters be getting smashed on by this moronic, powerful, messianic leader? Now, the time is coming when this nation, this country called Syria, which Damascus is the capital, will get into it with Israel. And the Bible says, and I'm going to read it in Isaiah 17. It says, "The burden of Damascus, behold, Damascus will cease from being a city, and it will be a ravenous heat." Damascus is still there, so this has not happened yet. And at the end of the chapter, for time's sake, it talks about the nation should rush in like a mighty wind. And it talks about God letting the world know that he is God. It says the nations will rush in like a rushing of mighty waters, but God will rebuke them, and they will flee far off, and be chased like the chaff of the mountains before the wind, like a rolling thing before the whirlwind. Then behold, at evening trouble, and before the morning. So this country evidently the day before tried to smash, come into war with Israel, and Israel responded. It says, "And before morning, he is no more. This is the portion of those who plunder us, and a lot of those who rob us." So what happened was Israel and Syria got into it. Now, I don't know what's coming before Israel and Syria. Some people say Psalms 82, which I do believe that Israel would get into it with Hamas and Lebanon and Hezbollah and all those other entities in that area, Palestinians. And what happened is Syria jumps in. And this is pure speculation, but it's also putting the Bible together. So Syria comes in, and Israel has already told them in their literature, and their leaders have already told them, do not use chemical weapons. Do not use chemical weapons. And it's going to come a time when Samson's fist will show up, where Samson went into the temple. And remember, Samson has already got his eyes gouged out, and the only thing Samson can do is now follow God's instructions. So God brought him down to the very last compound. He brought him down to a level where God can actually work with him. And that's what he has to do with some of us. He has to bring us down that he can actually work with us. But what happened to Samson is he went into, after being his hair cut off, and Delilah and women are somewhat, a lot of great leaders' downfall, and also homosexuality, believe it or not. So what happened was he went into the temple, and all those leaders that were in the temple, Samson got between the pillars of the temple and caused the temple to collapse, killing himself, but also destroying the leaders that was giving his country problems. Okay, so that's what you call Samson's fist. And Israel is willing to commit suicide to destroy their enemies so their people can sooner or later live in peace. And the only true peace will be the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. That is the only person who will bring them legitimate peace. Okay. Jesus Christ. That is the only person who will bring them legitimate peace. Okay, so Israel destroys Damascus, drops a nuke over Damascus because Syria uses chemical bombs, and Israel has gotten ticked off. Now, it's in their literature. Now, is it in the Bible that they were using chemicals? No, but you can almost read the literature. You can read what the politicians in Jerusalem Post and the other newspapers have said, that if Syria uses chemical weapons, we will destroy them. And Israel's willing to do a kamikaze to bring peace. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Now, what happens after Syria is no longer a nation? Well, the Bible says at the end of that chapter that the nations rush in like a mighty wind. Now, what other chapter will this match up with? Ezekiel 38 and 39. Now, Iran is mentioned as second in that order in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Now, what has been going on in the news reports lately about Iran? Of course, their nuclear program. And if this is the case, then Russia could be protecting Iran in this invasion also, right? Have you ever had a bully at school and he'd been messing with you, all of a sudden he says, and another guy, one of your big brother's friends come up and say, yeah, let's go, and you go with them, even though the bully was bullying you? Well, that seems to be the case in this coming war. And I am a pre-trib person, and I have people out there who want to scratch my eyeballs out, and then they say, well, it hasn't happened yet, so let's change it. Look, just because something has not happened yet don't mean you have to change it. You say, well, the rapture doctrine has just been thought up. Well, maybe it's a mystery. He says I should show you a mystery, which is not all sleep, but maybe it was a mystery. Maybe he didn't want any, maybe he wanted everybody else to have in the thought that Jesus Christ can come back imminently. Okay? But we're going to take another break, and then we're going to come back with another segment. We'll be back.
Debit cards, credit cards, or even cash. NBC Action News reporter Amy Hawley takes an in-depth look at this controversial technology.
Have you ever gone shopping or loaded up your cart with food or clothing and then get to the checkout line and find out you've left your wallet in the car? Well, tonight we'll show you the technology that makes it simple to just touch and go. You've seen the science fiction in movies? Using unique biological characteristics instead of keys.
He's been identical to Metro.
A facial or iris scan to unlock doors and digital accounts. An electronic paperless society. Come summer, that kind of technology will leap off the big screen, and one Metro grocery store will make your identity available right at your fingertips. It's sci-fi technology that's about to enter the checkout lane. All in the name of
speed and convenience.
You'll be able to buy anything, from bread to beer, if you agree to give the store your ultimate identity. Once you have your grocery scanned, now what do? You punch in your PIN number, touch your index finger to the image reader, and you pay in about 30 seconds, all with the touch of your fingertip. It's called biometrics, an automated way to recognize you based on your unique biological characteristics. Each person's fingerprint is a unique identifier, not biologically duplicated anywhere else in the world.
Now, God has created us, though. Each and every person will have their own fingerprints. Now, that is amazing by itself. Not alone, my wife just had a baby, and the process of having a baby cannot be created by accident, folks. Now, the legislation in office, which I will talk about a little bit later, actually the health bill and a few other bills have the Mark of the Beast technology. And it's not called the Mark of the Beast technology, but RFID legislation is and does exist. It's just clothed and cloaked inside of bigger, humongous legislation. And when they want to poison us, they want to kill us, they want to track us, most of that stuff is held in secrecy and right in front of your face, which is legislation. It's called fine print. Well, let's listen to the rest.
At this hen house at 87th and Lackman, customers will soon be able to register their checking and credit card account information by computer. Then you provide two fingerprints. So later, with a quick scan, the system can recognize you are uniquely you.
Walk in with just your finger.
It's much easier just to swipe your finger than to go through all the cards.
Christy is one of thousands in the Metro who already use biometrics for cashing payroll checks at Hen House grocery stores. She says she will continue to use her fingerprint when Hen House moves biometrics to the checkout lane.
I've done it and I haven't had any problems.
Boss Hen House says identity theft and fraud have virtually gone away in their check cashing operation. They've used it there for the past 3 years.
If you get your purse stolen or your car gets broken into, that type of thing, they cannot bring that information into one of our stores and use that because you're not going to be there. Your finger is not going to be present at the time of the transaction.
But not everyone agrees that this is the way to go.
That scares the heck out of me.
ACLU Executive Director Dan Winter says numbers on a stolen credit card can be changed, but once someone steals your fingerprint, they've stolen it for life.
What the globalists seem to do, what organized government seems to, unorganized government seems to do, is they seem to say if one house is broken in on the block, then we have a curfew at 10 o'clock. Now, if they come to your town and say one house is broken in, let's have a curfew now, it's the same as 9/11. 9/11 was hit, 3,000 people died, and now America's lives, 300 million lives are changed forever. Now, this is the case. The average citizen should do their own investigation. We should not always assume what we've been told. Now, does Romans 13 factor in? Am I wrong against Romans 13? Well, I'm going to bring to light what is in the darkness. And if it's God's, I don't think tattoos. I think God has said that this is my job to do this only. It is the church and every other saint who has walked the face of this earth is to be light bearers. That is why the church is so much of a problem in today's society. But anyway, let's go back to the mark of the beast. The technology does exist. My cat has a chip in it. My other cat, actually both cats do, because we just got a cat from Shopko, and she came from the Humane Society. And beautiful Persian, kind of ugly pretty. But anyway, I might even put a poster picture up. She looks kind of funny. But anyway, smash face. But anyway, she has a chip. So I call them, I call my two cats the Antichrist and the False Prophet. But they already chipped. Inside joke. But anyway, we must be aware of legislation because they tried to bump through some legislation in February of 2008. And I don't know, I think it went through, but what they're looking for is some type of a terrorist attack or some type of a false flag event where they can push this legislation on us. And most of the legislation that's being has been created, they are looking for false flag events like nuclear bombs going off in major cities, which I believe is going to be the main catalyst to open up the Pandora's box. But anyway, in Revelation 13:7, it reads, "It was granted to him, which is the Antichrist, to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation." Now here, it says that he overcame them. Now what did God tell us in 1 John? It says, "And we have overcome the world, even by our faith." What did he say in the book, in the Gospels? He says, "I'll build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." So right here, and I'm not trying to fuss about the rapture right now, but right here it grants to you that the saints are new people who have came to Christ in the tribulation period. And he is frustrating these saints, and for one reason, they're not taking the mark of the beast. Okay, let's listen to the rest of this.
"Do not be sold on this because of a convenience. Do not give something away. Do not give yourself away, something extremely personal. You know, today it's a fingerprint, tomorrow it's a microchip. Maybe that ushers in the mark of the beast."
Donnie Attaway quit his management job at Quick Trip when the convenience store chain told him he had to swipe his finger to clock in and clock out.
"And although it may be optional today, you know, who knows about tomorrow."
And he makes a lot of sense. The Bible says that no man will buy or sell unless he has the mark or the number of the Antichrist. And this is so true. The Antichrist is coming and he will want emperor worship, and he will go beyond emperor worship to be worshipped. And the false prophet will promote him. And people don't think this legislation exists. They don't think it can happen. Well, God is giving the Antichrist and the false prophet, along with their daddy, Satan, 7 years to accomplish this. And the Bible says in the middle of the tribulation period, Antichrist gets wounded, after he gets wounded, he's resurrected, falsely resurrected, goes into the temple of God and proclaims himself as God. Now, these pedigrees, I don't know if I'm saying it right, are people who think that the Book of Revelations have already taken place, which makes no sense at all. If you really sit down and think about it, the preterists, am I saying it right, are much more ignorant. Well, not much more. They're in the same par as the people who say there is no God. Because why would you write a book of Revelations to reveal something which will never get which is Jesus Christ, to reveal someone, which is Jesus Christ, who would never get revealed in the first place because you already put the revelation back in the way back there. It's already happened at 70 AD. Titus, blah, 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 blah. I mean, come on. It cracks me up when I hear people say stuff and then they get mad at me for speculating just a little bit. Look, when people tell me that we're in the second Trump, we're in the fourth Trump, we're in the fifth Trump, the Bible says strictly that Jesus is the only one that can break the seals, to break the first seal. So it takes the first seal to break this, to open up the seventh seal, which is the beginning of the first Trump. And it takes the first, the series of seven Trumps, which is the last Trump, to open up the, which the seventh Trump opens up the first bowl. And then there's a series of seven. So it's impossible for us or anybody on this planet to say that the trumpets, we're already in the first, I think we're in the sixth trumpet right now. You can't open up the trumpets unless the first seal is open. So the Antichrist cannot come to the scene until the first seal is open. You say, well, can he be like Obama or somebody, or President Clinton or Clinton or Reagan? No, President Reagan, God bless his heart, is dead. The Antichrist will come out with steam. He'll come out blazing. He'll come out strong. He'll come out to conquer and to conquer. He won't come out with negative approval ratings. That crossed President Obama out already, okay? So we need to keep an eye on. Let's listen to the rest of this tape.
By no means going to force anybody to put down their finger image if they're not willing to do that.
Experts say biometrics are about to pervade every aspect of our economy and daily lives. But they say for biometrics to work, there is one requirement. Trust. Something Christie already has.
And you put your finger in there, and my name comes up, and she's got all my information.
And is that quick?
It's very quick.
Love it?
Love it. People across the world already use biometrics. The U.S. government, the airlines, gas stations, even Walt Disney World uses technology that can read guests' blood veins in lieu of carrying day passes. But the technology is new to the Metro. A Hinhouse spokesperson told us that people like biometrics at their 87th and Lightman store in Lenexa. They plan to roll it out as a payment option to other Hinhouse stores across the Metro. Amy Holly, NBC Action News.
Okay, so we've heard this tape on YouTube, which is a very good one. And the Mark of the Beast technology is here, and it is going to come out. And right now it might not be mandatory. I think what's going to happen is they're going to go to a credit card first, some type of a card. And then it will be initiated as a forced mark, which a chip that will go, if it's that technology, we're not for sure if it's going to be the chip or what, some type of laser tattoo. We don't know yet. It seems very popular that tattoos are on the rise, and they always have been popular. So if a tattoo is that popular, what if they come up with some type of tattoo mark? But I won't want to be here to see that anyway. So let's keep our eyes open on that issue. And we're going to go to the next segment. Healthcare bill that President Obama wants to push through the House and the Senate. Of course, I'm talking in the past tense. They already passed these bills. But Merry Christmas, because we have come another step of legislation closer to a new world order. Now, this is a socialistic piece of legislation. It also funds abortions and tells old people when to die. And as Christians, do we complain about the system, or just we let people be aware and we trying to prove the facts and the evidence that, hey, we are heading towards a climax. And what the Bible prophesied will happen in the future. And the United States was a free society. It's no longer free. Not the freedom that you enjoyed so long ago, especially the people over 40 years old, my age, 40, 50, 60, 70. We have enjoyed great freedoms, but the civil rights movement and the slavery have limited that freedom. So we had a gap of like 30 years of freedom. But I'm going to read this article that I got talking about HR. What's in H.R. 3200? Now, page 16 talks about private insurances will become illegal. Insurance companies cannot write new policies. So once you quit a job, you can't go looking for any private. You're forced into a public or a government brand, and I call it rationale. Page 29 talks about the health care would be rationed. And we know where that word comes from. Most of the time when governments have shortages, they ration things. So how much is this necessary to ration health care? I thought President Obama was supposed to fix health care. It's not as if health care is a supply and they got to ration out something like food or blankets or room in a hotel. You're rationing off a system. Page 42 talks about the health benefits commissioner will decide health benefits for you. So in a free country and a supposedly free system, the government is trying to ration off everything. Now, doesn't this sound like socialism to you? Page 59 talks about the federal government will have direct, real-time access to your bank accounts. They will be able to debit your account for medical expenses, so they can just go in and take whatever they want to. Dictatorship written all up in that. Page 72, all private health care plans must conform to government rules to participate in the healthcare exchange. All citizens who does not have acceptable health care as defined by the government will be taxed 2.5% of their income annually. Change we can believe in. Now that's change. Page 195 speaks of officers and employees, of the proposed bureaucracy will have access to all Americans' financial and personal records. Page 203, the tax imposed under this sanction should not be treated as a tax. So they want to tax you. So this bill, inside of this bill, has mechanisms for taxing the people. And this has no representation for taxing the people. You say, well, it was passed through Congress. Well, once you set that monster out there, it becomes a monster by itself. So they create new tax laws to pillage the people and bring in new tax incomes so the government can transfer the wealth. To me, that's what it is. But actually, it's taken from the poor people, because who can't afford medical but poor people? So we keep tabs on this legislation and much more.
connecting the dots and showing you why we are more vulnerable than ever.
Greetings, fellow Americans. This is David Robertson, inviting you to come be a part of an American Warning Radio, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 p.m. Central.
You've seen the pieces. Now, come see the bigger picture, an American Warning Radio, with your host, David Robertson, on this and many other networks that value liberty.
All they're getting is mainstream media stuff. That's all they're getting, including Fox News.
The American Warning program with David Robertson, just a great show. All kidding aside, the numbers are really starting to go up on that program, and I think once people realize that that's on now live Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on this very station, you're going to be tuning in a lot more. That guy makes a lot of sense, and he's really good at what he does.
Warning. America. Warning. America's habit forming. Savage habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Get more information at anamericanwarning.com. That's anamericanwarning.com.
Talk about the soon coming of Jesus Christ to earth to destroy his enemies and set up his long-awaited kingdom. Tonight we will talk about end-time prophecy and what God say will happen in his word. Stay tuned for an amazing show.
Listening to the Prophecy Zone on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, she's the Prophecy Zone. When is he coming back? When is the end of days?
Soon.
We are in the last days.
The Bible lays out our future, and host Phil Armstrong examines what the Scripture tells of his coming every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on the Prophecy Zone.
What is the New World Order?
The people who are talking about the New World Order, Bible prophecy, may be in danger.
What do you need to be rapture ready?
I believe that the Bible interprets the Bible, and we have to stick with the Bible.
How much time is left?
See more at theprophecyzone.com and youtube.com/prophecyzone. Hear more here on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on The Prophecy Zone.
Who is the Antichrist? I believe the Antichrist will not be known until the tribulation period starts.
This is The Prophecy Zone.
It is also fascinating that the European Union issued a poster which was posted all over Europe where they had the Tower of Babel under construction. Can you see that? This was posted all over Europe and the stars were upside down representing the Goat of Menders. This is Satanism. This is the new Tower of Babel. And the high French politicians said, we are building a new Babel, which they emphasized with this poster, and this time we will succeed. The new parliament of the European community is built like the Tower of Babel. In fact, it has a plaque on the inside or a poster which says precisely this. And it has this scaffolding to give the appearance that it is under construction.
Not only does the world empire that is coming has a mirror effect to the old Roman ancient empire, it also has a mirror effect to King Nebuchadnezzar, King Nimrod, and the early book of Genesis. Now we're going to go ahead and play some of the other parts of this lecture that was given about the last empire. One world government ruled by the United Nations is feasible, but I don't believe it's going to be the United Nations. If you look at Revelations chapter 13 and you look at Daniel chapter 7, And especially if you look at Daniel chapter 2. And let's focus on Daniel chapter 2 for a second. The statue is a composite of the empires that have ruled on the earth. The head was Nebuchadnezzar, Babylon. The shoulders was Greece, Media Persia. The chest was Greece. And the legs was Rome. Now, there were two legs, right? And the feet, there's 2 feet. And there's also 5 feet, 5 toes on each feet. And the peculiar thing to this is that Rome, the Roman Empire, was broken up into 2 entities. And it was ruled in Constantinople, and it was also ruled from Rome. And you had a west, and you had an east. The west is the terrain of the Europe, the current European Union, and the east was the Middle East plus Little Africa. Nicolae Sarkozy has came up with a idea of making a Mediterranean Union, which will carry the geography of a geographic landscape of the Roman Empire. Not just Europe, but the Mediterranean Union. Because the Bible says that I looked and I saw a beast coming out of the sea. Now that is the Sea of Nations. But the beast gains power. And people seem to lose track of that notion. That the Antichrist doesn't come out ruling the whole world. Like the Clover of Rome's 10 regions. It eventually grows into that because it's said in the Word of God that he divided the world up for gain. And I think that's what he's talking about. Now, when it's all said and done, I don't have the patent on Bible prophecy, and I would never claim to. I could get a little arrogant, but God is working on me with that. And I think a lot of us kind of think in anything, in football, in basketball, we sort of think that we hold the patents on truth, and that is not correct. We don't own the patents of truth. So let's listen to a little of this video audio, and we'll be back.
This is rather arrogant. This is the new European identity card, and if you look at it at the back and you turn it upside down, what do you see? You see the goat of Mendes. The horns are slightly modified to give another symbolism of the feet of the earth, but the inner facial features of the goat are very clearly discernible, and what these mean over here...
That audio is not going to do anybody any good because it cannot be seen, so I apologize for that. But it does give you an idea of the imagery that the globalists like to use. If you go to our state, of our country, the Senate or the Congress building, you're going to see fascist torches. If you look on our dollar bill, you're going to see a nudus septus odus chlorum and a great pyramid. Now, why is a pyramid on a dollar bill that says "In God We Trust"? Does the pyramid represent our God, or does it represent the devil gods? A nudus septus odus chlorum and a great pyramid. Now, why is a pyramid on a dollar bill that says "In God We Trust"? Does the pyramid represent our God, or does it represent the devil gods? Who uses the pyramid? Does the churches use the pyramid, or do you see cults using pyramids, or astrology using pyramids? Most of the time, you see those entities, the New Age movement, using these entities. Nicolae Sarkozy from France came up with the notion to bring the Mediterranean Union nations together for the pure purpose of phasing out the European Union's for integrating the European Union's power with the Mediterranean Union. And it will continue to be led probably by two entities from the East and the West. But we need to listen to the Bible, because it might be controlled by three different entities. And maybe the Antichrist subdues three of the first ten or something like that. We don't know. It's pure speculation. But listen to this, and we'll come back and talk about it.
Welcome back. The Union for the Mediterranean is a dream nurtured by France and pushed forward by President Sarkozy, who's desperately in need of a diplomatic victory. Sarkozy is suffering from a drop in his approval ratings with the French people and must be hoping that some of his foreign policy schemes can help reverse that. He currently heads the EU, and of course, he would like his presidency to achieve a lot in the short time he has. For example, his vision for the Middle East peace process was seen as daring and very hard to sell to Israeli politicians. Sarkozy called for Jerusalem to become a dual capital for Israel and the proposed Palestinian state. And now this vigorous pursuit of a union for the Mediterranean is seen by many as a hasty attempt to create this body without bearing in mind the thorny obstacles. Others think the union is mainly designed to boost Sarkozy's goal of cleaning up France's relations with its former colonies and building closer ties with Israel. Well, we're joined again by our guests in Barcelona, Ignacy Guardans, in Nice, Sadi Jabbar, and in Berlin, Isabel Schaefer. Isabel Schaefer, I could just start with you. Does this union need to have specific projects in order to work?
Well, the idea is to especially invest in the sector of energy and energy security and civil protection, and also in the education sector.
So we know it's real, okay? That's no trivia. The Mediterranean is a real entity, and yes, it will come to power in the last days as a full-blown union. And a lot of Bible prophecy folks are looking for the European Union to ride solo, but it's not. That's not going to be the case.
The French President Nicolas Sarkozy visits Morocco to launch his vision for a Euro-Mediterranean partnership. But what's really behind his plans? Is it a clever way to stem illegal immigration and combat rising extremism in North Africa? And will Paris be dictating terms between the continents? This is Inside Story. Hello, I'm Darren Jordan. Well, French President Nicolas Sarkozy has wrapped up a three-day trip to Morocco and announced his message for all Mediterranean countries. He says it's time to cooperate. Speaking on Tuesday, Sarkozy said he wants to form a regional union, one which will work together on political, economic, and cultural issues. And he says, bring the North and South together. Anar Verji has more on Sarkozy's bold vision.
Tangiers.
Okay, let me stop there. He says, bring the two sides, North and South, together. Now, he actually means East and West. And if you look at Daniel chapter 8, Alexander the Great's empire was broken up into four. And Antiochus Epiphanes is a mirror effect of the future Antichrist, which is the Bible calls him the Assyrian. Now, we know from these passages that the Middle East has to play a part in this amalgamation of nations. Now, the book of Ezekiel 38 and 39 could be the precursor to this union being completely formed. Now, we know that there is evidence that the union was in works, is in the works now. So we're going to have to stay tuned for that. But let's listen to a little bit more of this. And this video is called Inside Story Mediterranean Union, and it's dated 24th October 07.
It's a jumping-off point in Morocco for many Africans trying to get across the Mediterranean and into Europe illegally. Just one issue France faces, and one the French president wants all Mediterranean countries to address in a new initiative. Speaking in Tangiers on Tuesday, Nicolas Sarkozy called for a new Mediterranean Union to look at what he calls common political, economic, and cultural interests.
Now, why is the French president calling for a Mediterranean Union, and he's way in the Middle East trying to do these things? Because the Bible prophesied it. The beast coming out of the sea will have... Now, there's 10 toes in Daniel chapter 2, right? So I take it that these entities, west, east and west, will be broken up into five regions. Now, you say, well, you're speculating. Okay, I'm speculating. I could be wrong as all outdoors, but it's fun. God put the proper prophecy there for us who are pre-trib people before. And yes, there is a pre-trib rapture. I will be. Sometime you know what? I came to a conclusion. I think the people who says there is no rapture is very much arrogant. And the reason why is look at their mannerism. They do not use scripture. They use very little scripture to prove the point. And the people who believe in the rapture use a lot of scripture. So who do you figure? Now, cults can use a lot of scripture, but normally cults only use a little few scriptures, and they run with it. Even the faith movement, even these entities like the Roman Catholic Church barely use the Bible. So we can get that established right now. What about the Mormons? Wrong doctrine. They use very little scripture. And now I admit, just use a lot of scripture, but they use it the wrong way. It's not the correct interpretation. So the people who believe that there is a rapture use a lot of scripture, and they use the right interpretation. God is a savior. His wrath will fall on the earth. The Christians were saved when he said it was finished on the cross, and we are continuing to be saved. The Old Testament people are being saved because they pointed forward to a Messiah. So when he said it is finished, it is finished. And he says he has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation. So if the wrath of God is coming upon the earth for those who are not doing what God asked them to do, then the church is not qualified to go through the tribulation period, because it is the wrath of God. It is finished, took that wrath away. Lot got out the city, his wife looked back. Noah got out the place, and the water flooded the earth. Even the Israelites defeated their enemies. Even when Moses was obedient, his hands lifted up, and his brother on the right side and his cousin on the left holding his hand up. Okay? And if he dropped his hand, the enemies will be victorious, and if he raised his hand, they'd be defeated. The Hall of Faith in Hebrews chapter 11 established the fact that we're the just shall live by faith. So there's no reason to go through the wrath of God that's coming upon the earth. And then there's people who take the book of Revelation and they say, metaphorically, it already happened. Now, I've got off base, so I want to finish a little bit more of this Mediterranean Union. So
invited Mediterranean leaders to a June 2008 meeting in France. There have been other plans to bring the countries together, including a Euro-Mediterranean program launched in Barcelona 12 years ago. That plan has since stalled. But Sarkozy hopes he can put new life into an old idea and bring together countries with what he says should be a common goal.
L'audace et le courage. Courage is to call upon all peoples to be part of this union and to think in a way that the Mediterranean area is not divided into two parts separated by the sea.
Zomegatube.com, an awesome Christian sharing site helping you walk in the way with Bible teaching, music, Bible study, news, information, financial management, marriage, world ministries, Christian movies, relationships, and much more. You can join, and it's free. Upload as many videos as you like. Come share Jesus with the world at Zomegatube.com.
Connecting the dots and showing you why we are more vulnerable than ever.
Greetings, fellow American. This is David Robertson, inviting you to come be a part of an American Warning Radio, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 p.m. Central.
You've seen the pieces. Now, come see the bigger picture, an American Warning Radio, with your host, David Robertson, on this and many other networks that value liberty.
All they're getting is mainstream media stuff. That's all they're getting, including Fox News.
The American Warning Program with David Robertson, just a great show. All kidding aside, the numbers are really starting to go up on that program, and I think once people realize that that's on now live Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on this very station, you're going to be tuning in a lot more. That guy makes a lot of sense, and he's really good at what he does.
Warning. America. Warning. America's habit forming. Saddest habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Get more information at anamericanwarning.com. That's anamericanwarning.com.
You're listening to The Prophecy Zone on Blog Talk Radio.
Technology is about The Prophecy Zone. When is he coming back? When is the end of days?
Soon.
We are in the last days.
The Bible lays out our future, and host Phil Armstrong examines what the Scripture tells of His coming every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on The Prophecy Zone.
What is the New World Order?
The people who are talking about the New World Order, Bible prophecy, may be in danger.
What do you need to be rapture ready?
I believe that the Bible interprets the Bible, and we have to stick with the Bible.
How much time is left?
See more at theprophecyzone.com and youtube.com/prophecyzone. Hear more here on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on The Prophecy Zone.
Who is the Antichrist? I believe the Antichrist will not be known until the tribulation period starts.
This is The Prophecy Zone.
We're back. What we want to talk about now is the climate bill that has been, actually not a bill, because the bill has already been passed, but the climate conference that they had in Copenhagen just the last week. And it is a farce over there. Did you see the rioters? They're rioting about what is called freedom. Even some of the countries that we consider to be a lot less freer than we are were protesting. And if you listen to the news reports, they make a mockery out of protesters, which is ridiculous by itself. If this is the case, we should take note that freedom of speech is even being mocked on the news when they call these protesters names. I mean, we're talking about our basic news services calling protesters.
clouded with the NBC thing this week. Is that what the breaking point for you?
Well, I've been listening to all the global warming talk for a long time and posting material about global warming on our website. But finally, the crescendo of global warming myth, nonsense, exploded in my head, and I had to write a real rant. And that's the one that got noticed. On our website, it was picked up by icecap.us, picked up by Drudge. First thing you knew, it was all over the newspapers, all over the radio, all over the TV sets. And I created a bit of a stir. And all I was doing was telling you the truth as best I know it.
Yeah.
Okay, this guy is saying that the climate control bull crap or the climate control theory, the global warming theory, is a bunch of farce. And I wanted to point out that in the tribulation period, the Bible says that men will not repent. For some reason, the sun moves closer to the earth. Supernova experience where man will be scorched and burned, or at least superly hot. And it says that the man will not repent. Now, if that's God having a sense of humor, I think it's pretty funny that man will not repent. Now, if the lie of global warming came to a hilt and God allowed it, or he's just trying to be funny. But in any case, ha ha ha, I laugh right now. It's turning out to be a complete scam, and it's turning out that a lot of people like Al Gore and some of these guys like Maurice Strong are making tons of money from global warming. And they seem to go to the companies that are benefiting. For instance, there was a saying back in the 80s that if you want to make money in the stock market, this has been back in the 60s and the 50s, probably in the 40s and even earlier, probably ancient time. But if you want to make money in the stock market, you find a need and fill it. You find a stock that is producing a need and then you buy it and you hold it. For instance, if they're making cars, if you can get into Ford early when they first started, or GM, or if you can get into appliance stock, or if you can get into a medicine stock, or if you can get into a construction stock that you know is going to be important, you feel it. Well, the global warming scam is sort of the same way. These guys are making money off of taking advantage of problems that they're creating in the first place. So, that makes a lot of sense what they're doing, but it's also stupid because they're using fear tactics to get what they want. And if they are that brilliant to do this, then I think they are. Now, let's listen to Mr. Hendry. I want to have a new world order, Kissinger, and Obama is, I'm in love with Obama, and I think he's the Antichrist. Of course, he didn't say that. I'm just being funny, but let's listen to him.
Mary and I are standing here on the floor now with former Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger, who was here ringing the bell, commemorating 30 years of U.S.-China relations, which, of course, were made possible by the hard work that Secretary Kissinger did while serving under President Nixon. We welcome you, sir. Thank you very much for being with us. The obvious first question is the situation in Gaza. What is an area of the world you have worked very hard on? What is your view? How serious is this?
Now, keep in mind, this is back probably in 2008 when he said these things, I think. Actually, 2005. I'm sorry about that. January 5th. 2009 when he said this on Squawk Box on CSNBC. He's talking about the Palestinian conflict. But also he's going to bring up President Obama and the New World Order. But this Palestinian conflict, let's pretend like it's this year. Let's pretend like, for instance, he's talking on January 5th, 2010, actually next year. What he's saying is sooner or later going to come to fruition. It's going to come to play. Because he's an insider. And I think he's a little bit higher than most presidents. So let's listen in.
We have to remember, Israel withdrew from Gaza unconditionally in 2005. And they are reacting to rocket attacks that have been launched out of Gaza. So the problem is, can those rocket attacks be stopped? And then they will have to stop their military operation. It's a complicated situation, but it's one that I believe will be solved, because if peace is to evolve in the Middle East, Israel has to take its responsibility, but the moderate Arab nations have to take responsibility for the conduct of Israel's neighbors.
So, yeah, he's right. This happened a while back, so that issue was solved. There will be a Palestinian state pretty in the near future, and there will also be war again in the Middle East, but one of the, there was two times, the Lebanon war back in 2006, and the recent conflict. How's everybody doing out there? This is actually live. I might say live right now. I'm doing a recording that I did a couple of months ago, around December, Christmas time, and I'm playing it again as far as the Middle East is concerned. Here's the deal about the Middle East. We have no time clock on what's going on in the Middle East. Now, before I go into that right quick, I'm going to let y'all know that the reason why I did not send out invitations and I didn't, well, I did shoot it out to Facebook, but I didn't expect, I was kind of still hoping nobody showed up, because I'm trying to get some stuff done without having to explain myself, because pretty soon, Thursdays, I'm not going to really have a chat room, just on Sundays, and I'm going to be going to school pretty soon, so I'm probably going to end up having a lot of more shows. Like the Common Salvation was going to be coming on. I'm going to start doing that again, but no chat room. I'm trying to get away from the chat room stuff on Sundays, and I'm going to be highly monitoring it. If y'all have some shows, and pretty much a lot of people getting these archives do have shows, and it's kind of, I'm getting tired of just ridiculous stuff coming on, and I sort of took the phone number out of the tweet. And I'm thinking I might be getting some problems there, because I have sort of like a tweet that with my normal name that I just let get away a while, and I figure I can minister to a lot of people on that Twitter account. But anyway, getting back to the Middle East, I do believe that we are facing a chance for a boiling point in the Middle East. And there's a lot of rhetoric going on in the Middle East. It's Syria exchanging rhetoric with Israel. And not to mention the earthquakes that keep popping up. Now, I'm thankful that nobody got hurt. But the point is that even the Chile earthquake was just as worse as the Haiti earthquake. But see, the Chile earthquake, people were further away from the coast, so they were able to withstand a lot of the potential problems that they would have had, and that's a good thing, and that's a blessing. But at the same time, we're looking, Taiwan just had one today, so we're looking at an increase of earthquakes. And if you listen to my last show, I think it's my last show, I was saying this same point, that when Jesus Christ gets ready to come, whatever year it was, if you were able to, let's just say you're raptured, and you were able to look in three dimension, you were able to look in five dimension, and you're able to see things before it happened, or see things how, why it happened. You were much smarter, because the Bible does say we see through a dim glass. And you're looking down, and you're saying, wow, I see the earthquakes just before
you were able to point out, okay, this is the day that God changed everything, okay? Now, look at the progression of earthquakes. Now, there were 20 earthquakes. You're going to be able to say there were 20 earthquakes within a matter of 6 months, and they were hardcore earthquakes. You suppose God would warn us that way? He said there'd be earthquakes in diverse places. Pestilence, we already have pestilence, and I'm presuming there are going to be more pestilence. There are going to be more bird flu. There are going to be more swine flu. There will be a lot more, but I think it's going to increase. And I think what's going to happen is like a cone. Have you ever seen those dunce cap cones or ice cream cone? Now, look at the ice cream cone. At the wide end of the ice cream cone is where we're at now, and as time goes on, it falls into a point. And see, all these warnings and signals will increase into the birth phase, and they'll get harder and harder and harder, harder until the mother has its baby. By then, we'll be at 5 big earthquakes in 1 week. And see, a lot of people are going to miss the point, because what we're going to be doing is making videos singing We Are the World Part 6. And nothing's wrong with that. I'm praising God that we do have people that want to help. And, you know, we're going to focus. My point is we're going to focus in on what's going on rather than what could be going on, which is Jesus going to take his church out. And, by the way, a lot of people don't believe in the rapture anymore anyway. So we have to look at stuff like that. The Bible calls the rapture the blessed hope. It is a blessed hope. It is something to get ready for. And it's something where you know you are in Olympics and you finna do the ice skating dancing with your partner. You guys just go, oh, it's 2 weeks from here. Oh, well, let's go somewhere else and just take a vacation, and then we'll be ready then. You know, we'll just come back and we'll wing it. No, you can't do that. So a rapture of imminence will get you ready and make sure you are dressed right dressed. When my kid has a test, I'm in college. I can use myself as an example. Actually, when I have a test that's at college, I could wait to the last minute, but hopefully I know all the material. But if a lot of kids do bad at surprise quizzes because they have not took the information and absorbed it. Now, me, myself, I absorb the information, and I do pretty good on quizzes, but sometimes I don't. And I would like to know when the test is. I do much better when I know when the test is, when the date, the specific date. Now, do we know the specific date of the rapture? No. But my point is the imminent return of Jesus Christ, meaning you don't know what day or hour. He can come back at any moment. We'll have you always ready. Be always ready for you. The hour that you think about, the Son of Man will come. And that is the most important thing. Now, getting back to Israel, there's a lot of people out there who are saying that a major war is coming. I'm going to use Jack Van Impey. I was just watching him a couple nights ago. He was just saying the same thing, World War III. You got a whole bunch of political analysts. You got writers. You got politicians. Everybody's pointing to World War III. Now, the general public has no idea that we are close to something happening in the Middle East. And one of these times when we're watching Israel going to Hezbollah or going to territory, we're going to think it's just business as usual. And it's not going to be. Now, I do believe there's going to be some type of phases. Now, my belief is that there'll be a war between now and the end of the summer. And I think it'll be a pause. I believe it'll be a temporary peace agreement. They will not give a date of the length of time. That it will not be a covenant. It will not be any type of, it won't be, you will not hear the word seven. It'll be temporarily. And then all you Obamaites who think Obama's the Antichrist is going to jump for joy. See, I told you, but he's not the Antichrist. As a matter of fact, he might not even be the one signing. Could it be the guy from France signing it? See, the Antichrist comes later and confirms the covenant. He strengthens the covenant. It's a stronger covenant once he gets his hands on it. So, when we look at this stuff, we need to understand that if the war breaks out, the Bible says in Ezekiel 38:39 that I shall send fire, God has sent, I will send fire upon the coastlands and the one who, those who are living carelessly. So, if there are people who are living carelessly, please tell me. Could that be the United States? So nuclear war will come to this land, possibly. And we need to pray for this land. I don't want earthquakes to come and kill everybody off. That's not my style. Now, there are some ministries loving torture or loving killing or loving when people die off. There'll be 2.6 billion people die off the face of the earth tomorrow. I mean, just foaming at the mouth. We don't need those type of ministries. We need people that's going to cry for people, that's going to mourn for people. That heart goes out to these people. That's what we need. We don't need, I'm happy that, you know, Jesus is coming and 50 billion people will die tomorrow. You know, that's fine. I'm glad the Lord is coming too. I'm happy, very happy the Lord is coming. But I don't want to see it at the price of millions, even though that's going to happen. That's going to happen still. That's going to happen, folks. That is going to happen.
I'm not a crook. Yes, Mr. Nixon, you're not a crook.
And there are people in many parts of Europe simultaneously, that India, Pakistan, the U.S., the jihadist movement. So he can't really say that it's one problem and it's the most important one. But he can give a new impetus to American foreign policy, partly because the reception of them is so extraordinary around the world. I think his task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when...
Called socialism. Mark that. Socialism. Change we can believe in. His thing is to come up with a new strategy for America. That means to sell us out completely.
Really a new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity. It isn't a crisis.
Are you confident about the people President Obama has chosen to surround him, because he does not have a great deal of experience?
He has appointed an extraordinarily able group of people in both the international and financial field.
Mr. Secretary, we thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
You hear that, folks? He thinks Obama is trying to set up the New World Order. I don't think so. Let's listen to President Obama as he was in Berlin a little while ago.
This is Sky News with Paula Middlehurst.
There have been extraordinary scenes in Berlin tonight as thousands of people gathered to hear Barack Obama deliver a key foreign policy speech on his current European tour. The Democratic presidential hopeful laid out his vision for America's place in a new world order, saying he was speaking as a proud citizen of the United States and a fellow citizen of the world. While Senator Obama's tackled America's place in the world at several points in his speech, acknowledging recent splits between the U.S. and the rest of the international community.
In Europe, the view that America is part of what has gone wrong in our world, rather than a force to help us make it right, has become all too common. Yes, there have been differences between America and Europe. No doubt there will be differences in the future. But the burdens of global citizenship continue to bind us together. A change of leadership in Washington will not lift this burden. In this new century, Americans and Europeans alike will be required to do more partnership and cooperation among nations is not a choice. It is the only way, the one way, to protect our common security and advance our common humanity.
All right, that was President Obama's his call to globalization. But once again, the best thing for this country is not globalization, but it is freedom. But the freedom to serve your God, and that is the most mighty thing that you can ever ask for, is to be able to have the freedom to do what you need to do as a citizen. And that should start right now of preserving the freedoms that we have in this nation. God bless y'all. And we're going to play a few things, and then we're going to be going off. So Top of the Zone will be going to Sunday nights for sure. And then I will record Thursday nights, kind of like today, but I have to get really better at recording. We thank y'all for tuning in, especially the people in the chat room. Next time, y'all won't be alone because I'll invite more people out in the chat room, but God bless everybody out there, and y'all have a wonderful day.
Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." You're listening to the Prophecy Zone on Blog Talk Radio.
The General Epistle of Jude. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, and called, mercy unto you, and peace, and love, be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you, and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God, and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that